Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours, Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810. And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2278. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. Joey. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Are you up nice and early? Welcome to Tuesday, August the 23rd, and the Joey English Show. That means if you're up at 5 o'clock with us, you're listening on the legendary KWXY, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and now 101.9 FM. At the end of that hour, we're playing my music from the legendary lyricist Sammy Kahn. And you can switch over at 8 o'clock to the other iVox station. That's 9:20 a.m. where I started 26 years ago. And listen to the Joey English Show also on 99.1 FM. And also more music from me at the end of that hour. And then we post everything on my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I like to say I don't care where you listen, just so you do. Okay, Have you got your daily daytimer close by?
This is Tuesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Tuesday, August 23rd is Ride the Wind Day. 29 Palms Historical Society wants you to know their museum is on summer hours, Friday through Sunday, 1 to 4. The Old Schoolhouse Museum at 6760 National Park Drive. Details, the number 29palmshistorical.org. The Rancho Mirage Library and Observatory is having auditions for Disney's Aladdin Jr. that'll be performed November 19th and 20th. So the auditions are going to be in September at 4 p.m. at the Rancho Mirage Library. Details, desert-theatricals.com. Cathedral City Senior Center, say that fast. Cathedral City Senior Center, oh, I did. Announces they have a new director of programming, Tracy Alexander. Now, they're at 37171 West Buddy Rogers Avenue in Cathedral City. The website's easy, cathedralcenter.org. Let's do our legendary Wink Martindale presents his legendary award-winning History of Rock and Roll today from 1 to 3 p.m. on the legendary KWXY Radio, 1340 AM, 92.3 FM, and now 101.9 FM. Check it all out at winkmartindale.org. I love this hour. This Tuesday we have every month because it's all sports. We're building up to Joe from Shadow Mountain Golf. Gina's going to be here from the Firebirds and Acrisure Arena and Oakview and all of that. But we start off in Kelly's Corner. We say hello to Steve Kelly.
Well, thank you very much, Joey. And that's Steve with one S, by the way, in case you're keeping track at home. Lots to talk about here, so we'll just get going right away. First of all, quick look at baseball. The Dodgers have a huge lead over the San Diego Padres. Also, the New York Mets have a very big lead in the East. Central Division of the National League, St. Louis and Milwaukee. I would tell your listeners that we'll be talking or battling it out. We'll be talking about baseball more in the next month. But start watching who's winning now. The teams that get hot now are the teams that will go somewhere in the playoffs. Even if a team has a great record now, if they struggle near the end of the year, sometimes they don't do as well. And in the American League, the Yankees are struggling right now, but they have a 10-game lead over, I forget who they have. They have a 10-game lead, I think, over Tampa Bay or Toronto. And the great story in baseball that's not getting a lot of publicity, but it will by the end of the year, is that the Baltimore Orioles actually have a pretty good team this year. They haven't been competitive since the Clinton administration. And they're a bunch of kids, and they've really done well and a good transition. They have a crazy ownership situation with the Angelos family all suing each other, the East Coast version of the Spanoses. But once they get that all resolved, they should be okay. Minnesota doing very well in the Central Division. And then out West, it looks like Houston again, under your old pal Dusty Baker, who, why he's still doing this at 73 years old, I don't know. But
he must love it.
Absolutely. And he's never won a World Series, even though he's been in a couple of them, and as a manager.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll see how it all, and the Angels are just, you know, right now, in the words of the immortal Mo Howard of the Three Stooges, the Angels are going nowhere fast, and they're looking for a rebuild next year.
Yes.
And one quick side note on baseball, interesting note that doesn't get a lot of publicity here. The owner of the San Diego Padres is Peter Seidler. Peter Seidler's grandfather is Walter O'Malley.
I remember
and
you teaching me that.
Nobody ever talks about that.
Nope.
And there's a lot. Now, I don't think there's any animosity.
Is that incestual?
No, it's not incestual. No, of course not. But it's an interesting thing because they are the big Dodger competitor in Southern California. And for the fact, they don't have any heat with the old ownership, but they do with the people who bought it. And see, what most people didn't realize is Walter O'Malley had two children. One was Peter Jr., who was the co-owner. And Peter's sister, who was a nice woman named Teresa Seidler, had 10 kids. That's why the Dodgers got sold. And their family, because something had happened to Terry Seidler, who passed away, and her husband, Roland, like, worked in the ticket office. I met both of them years ago. And, you know, when he died, and they both died, all of a sudden Peter O'Malley would have had 10 partners.
Yes.
So they had to sell the team in order, you know, basically to do that. But Peter O'Malley's on the board of directors of the Padres. So there was no family animosity, but it's kind of an interesting deal about that. All right.
It is.
Moving along, because we have a lot of sports to hit on today.
Okay. Baseball's over.
Baseball is over now. Moving along to basketball, we lost one of the great legends of all time, Bill Russell, who lived, you know, to 87 or 88, a phenomenal age for someone that tall. Most people don't realize that there's a thing called Marfan syndrome. And if you don't believe me, walk through downtown Palm Springs and look for how many 6'7", 75-year-olds you see. Yes. They normally don't live very long. Bill Russell, 11 NBA championships, great coach. And absolutely
nice man.
Never heard a bad word about him out of the University of San Francisco. And a couple of years ago, I was in Massachusetts, and a friend of my brother was a court officer. And Bill Russell's daughter got a speeding ticket or something. And he went to court with her, and they immediately put him in another room because he would have been mobbed in Boston. He spent 2 hours in that room signing autographs, taking pictures with everyone, and never made a big deal about it. Great guy and a great loss to the NBA. So,
yes. Moving, rest in peace.
Rest in peace to Bill Russell. Moving along, college football news. As we, by the time in a couple of weeks, the season kicks off, actually this Saturday.
Kicks off, get it.
It always, well, that's always what they say about football, Joey. But moving along to that, the big news, since UCLA and USC have left the Pac-10, and no, Pac-12 rather, and headed to the Big Ten, the Big Ten has signed a media contract for $7.8 billion with a B dollars today with three television networks. Something that nobody would have foreseen. Each school will get $100 million each, including my alma mater, Rutgers, which has joined the Big Ten about 10 years ago. Now, the interesting point will be, will this stop or will the Pac-12 go away?
How much money?
$7.8 billion. Between CBS, NBC, and Fox. They will not be on ESPN for the first time in 40 years. Now, the interesting thing will be, if they add any other schools, just to make it easy, there's a lot of talk about them possibly adding Cal and Stanford or Oregon and Washington. The fight about that will be, first of all, will the other schools say, all right, we have four more schools coming in, cut our payouts by $20 million a year? No. But there is an out there. Phil Nike will tell Oregon where they want to play. He's already given them $500 million. Phil Knight, rather, who owns Nike. So we'll see.
What are they going to call the league?
It's going to be still the Big Ten.
It'll still be the Big Ten.
Governor Newsom held a hearing to protest UCLA leaving, which is basically, as Shakespeare once wrote, sound and fury signifying nothing. UCLA said, we need the money for $100 million. That's why they did it. So that is huge news that was just breaking last week about this TV contract.
Yes.
So we'll see where that goes. I personally think it's terrible in the sense that now you're going to have the UCLA women's softball team traveling to New York. This is going to be like a professional thing. But interestingly enough, USC is their own airplane, which I did not know.
I didn't know that.
They will fly all over the country.
USC has their own airplane.
Well, of course they do, in case, you know, hopefully not the women's rowing team, which was the height of that academic scandal. But anyway, we'll get... Remember all those rowers that were allegedly going there. So, you know, that's big news. Moving along to the world of tennis.
Okay.
Big deal coming up, the U.S. Open. And by the time, you know, after this, it comes up in a couple of weeks. It comes up, I think, starting next week, actually. Will Novak Djokovic be allowed to play?
Right.
I don't think he will be because he's not allowed to play in Canada at the Canadian thing. And I don't think he'll be allowed to play in the United States. Now, because he's not vaccinated against COVID, and those are the rules. And, you know, no matter what, I'm not going to get involved in that debate. It is the rules, and they can decide what they want to do. Now, they will allow Russian players here, and that's already been a bone of controversy.
But they're vaccinated.
No? Well, yeah, of course. But also, Russian players are not allowed in Wimbledon or Belarusia, which is another country, because of the invasion of the Ukraine.
Right.
And they were allowed here, and there was an incident the other day, and they better figure this out, because there's going to be a bunch of instances in New York, and I guarantee it, a Russian was playing, and a woman very quietly sat behind her with a Ukrainian flag draped around her. The player objected, and the security threw the woman out. Now, there was no misbehavior on this woman's part.
No.
Besides wearing a flag. And if they try that in New York, this was in Cincinnati, so, you know, no offense, but it's Ohio. So if they try that in New York, there is going to be a major incident. They will not. And whether the Russian players walk off the court if they see that. So that's something you want to keep an eye on. You know, one of
you'll them, keep an eye on it for us.
Well, yeah, but it'll be big news, I think.
I know.
And Serena Williams, of course, has announced her retirement at age 41, which is not surprising. She's had a bunch of injuries the last few years, and she will play her last match at the U.S. Open. Then moving along, NFL training camps going along. They'll be kicking off shortly. And you know what? I pay absolutely no attention to NFL preseason except if people get hurt, because it doesn't mean anything. Teams have gone 0-4 in preseason and won the Super Bowl. Teams have gone 4-0 in preseason and lost 15 games. So, you know, it really doesn't matter.
This I remember you telling me that for 20 years.
Right, and it's never mattered. It's just a scam. It used to be called exhibition football.
Right.
They couldn't charge big prices. Now they charge regular prices. So that's what's going on there.
It's
so,
on television.
Right. And then as we get ready to wrap up, since the last time I've been here, we've lost two people very involved in the world of sports I want to talk about for just a minute. One of them being our old boss, Mrs. Rosine Supple, whose father owned the Detroit Lions.
That's right.
And
Mr. Richards.
Mr. Richards owned the Lions. And the reason the Lions wear Hawaiian blue and silver is his little daughter, Rosine, that was her favorite colors.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked out the colors for the uniforms, which the Lions still wear today. Also, there's a great story that she told me one time. Her father, who was a tough guy but a little guy, got into it with, of all people, George Halas, and took a swing at him. George Halas would have broke, but never mind.
Yeah, never
but
mind.
I'm just glad that it didn't connect. But they were having a dispute.
That's right.
And knowing Halas, it was involving money.
He started Monday Night Football, too, Mr. Right. Richards.
Right, but George Halas.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That was about money. And it had to be.
Absolutely.
Halas probably cheated him at the gate, but that's another story for another day. And finally, real quickly, the legendary Vin Scully passed away. And my quick story about Vin Scully, I was at batting practice one time, and Vin Scully went to Fordham in New York.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Bill, my late brother Bill, went to Fordham. He stood next to me, and I couldn't resist. I sang the first long line of the Fordham fight song.
Oh,
he
you
looked
mean.
At me. No, he looked at me. He was startled. He smiled and sang the second line. Absolutely perfect, without batting an eyelash.
Now, look how lucky you and I are. We knew Bill Russell, Rosine Supple, and Vince Scully.
Right.
All three of them.
All three of them. And Vince Scully was perhaps one of the nicest men.
He was
I
so
ever.
Nice. After I'd come off, after singing the anthem, always said hello to me.
Amazing man and an amazing loss. But as I said, I always, to the look on his face, and then he got a big smile, and he hadn't gotten to Fordham in 55 years.
He knew the second line, and he sang it immediately,
and he laughed. And
isn't
I
got
a big smile,
story?
So that's a great story. And he was also a cousin of my mother's best girlfriend growing up. He was their second
cousin of my mother's best my girlfriend.
My mother grew up with a woman whose Vince Scully was their cousin.
There you go.
So,
oh, I love it. When you come by, your enthusiasm is infectious. We are leaving Kelly's Corners until next month. It's Joey English with Steve Kelly. We wear red and we eat.
Chocolate, I believe. Steve with an S.